From the mind of critic, June 5th, 2020. Why do we divide when we should come together? Why do we come together when we should divide? Why do we love others as ourselves when all evidential persuasion points us to hating others as we hate ourselves? Why would we hate others as ourselves if all signs guide us in the completely opposite direction? The why is a very important part of this dilemma, as it blueprints what the problem is and many times what caused it. Because finding out why something happened involves looking at the entire spectrum, past and present. Having the why down is important because it shows us what the house will look like when it's built. Although, if we don't figure out the how to get it all done, pointing out what a problem is and from whence it sprang won't make a damn bit of difference. We'll talk and talk and talk all day long, but nothing will be solved because for whatever reason we failed to take action. Therefore, figuring out why we divided might slow us down long enough to have long overdue conversations, which is the first step. The next step is figuring out how we can come together, which, if we take part in the gab sessions, greater understanding will be gleaned. This understanding will birth how we come together because we'll have already started. We just have to keep uniting on a human level until we trust each other again, see and feel our similarities again, and know deep in our soul the love and gratitude which fuels us so we can fuel others and refuel once more from the fuel they generate. This sounds complex, but really isn't. Simply means, love thy neighbor. Remember to like and share this video and hit the subscribe button. Links for all my social media, my website, and where to buy my books are in the description below. Love and gratitude will find a way. We just have to keep the conversations going. See you all soon.